fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on and listen live. You can click on and listen live at work or wherever you are in the country. We welcome you this morning to the OPT network. It's Thursday, September the 13th, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 a.m. And as we were driving in this early morning, it was really, really foggy outside. So if you're traveling, especially on Highway 71 and in those surrounding areas, make sure that you're giving yourself enough time because it was dense fog. Now, as we got closer to the city, the fog is lifting, but we just want to remind you to be careful, be safe, and make sure that you're mindful about school kids that are traveling in, especially on mornings when it's foggy like this. We want to take extra special care to make sure that we're giving ourselves enough time and slowing down. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 o'clock, so we ask that you take note of that. Be mindful, be safe this morning. Let me get right on point this morning. This morning, we're talking about the March of Dimes. It's a critical, critical part of our community, but it's one of those organizations that a lot of people may not be familiar with. Let me tell you just a little bit about it. It's for moms and babies really everywhere. In local communities across the country, the March of Dimes is helping moms take charge of their health and supporting families when something goes wrong. So the March of Dimes also acts globally and sharing their best practices in prenatal health and helping improve the birth outcomes where the needs are the most urgent. And here to talk about not only how critical the March of Dimes is for our community, but also to talk about fundraising is Tarnisha Brady. She is the division director for the March of Dimes right here in Central Louisiana. And we welcome her back to the OPT network. Tarnisha, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
So happy to have you this morning. First of all, for those people, because I know until we started really reaching out and you reached out to us to talk about the March of Dimes, we were not all that greatly familiar, had heard the name, but really didn't know the essence of what the March of Dimes is and does. So let's talk a little bit about that first.
Okay, well, our mission is to defeat, of course, premature birth defects, infant mortality. And the way that we've come to do that, even recently, is to start our 39-week initiative. And that's where you don't have this opportunity to go in because you're tired of being pregnant. You want baby born on grandmom's birthday or anniversary. Uh-huh. It has to be something that's physically wrong, medically wrong to induce this labor. Over 50% of all Louisiana residents birthed between 2005 and 2009 occurred before the 39 weeks.
Wow.
We received the F on that report card because our birth rates were so high. You know, but in the bad news, there's always great news because Louisiana always comes in last. But this time we came in first. We were the first state to say, we're taking a stand. This is not going to happen anymore. And this wasn't something that we had to go in the hospitals to say, this is what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. These doctors jumped on it. So wow. It was something that was voluntarily, you know, done. Mm-hmm. They signed these initiatives. We were the first state to do it. And then after us came South and North Carolina's. So we're making some leeway. We're almost, I mean, it usually takes maybe 4 to 5 years to get that other notch, maybe to that D. Mm-hmm. We've did it in 3 months.
Wow, amazing. And let me just say, Tarnisha, that your efforts as the division director have been second to none. And you have worked diligently to really spread the word and to help people to understand. And so kudos to you for doing that, because we know and understand exactly how hard you're working to get this word out. But for those moms that have just bumped up sort of their date of delivery, there are, on the other hand, those other moms that didn't.
Right. And for the ones who are having those complications, we completely understand. You know, and we encourage you to see your doctor, but to go to your doctor to induce these labors, the last 2 weeks where women are not understanding, the last 2 weeks are critical. The lungs, the heart, the brain, mm-hmm. that the brain doubles in size in just that 2 weeks.
Wow.
So that is critical. I did a study here, and, you know, a baby that's born premature, all of them repeat the first grade.
Wow.
Every premature baby that was born repeats the first grade. They have those educational that they can't grab onto it, you know, as quick mm-hmm. as if they would have had that critical 2 weeks in gestation, you know, to get themselves up and ready. But, I mean, the difficulty breathing, the trouble with feeding, the problem staying warm and hydrated,
wow.
that's where jaundice comes
mm-hmm.
in. You know, and most women, they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking, well, my mom did it, my grandmom did it, you know, so this is what we do. This is natural, but it is not.
Right. And for all of those ladies who are listening, we know that those last few weeks, not only are they critical, they're the toughest.
They're the toughest.
Because we're tired.
Tired, especially in the summertime.
Especially.
That's when it peaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the June and July months mm-hmm. when it peaks. Of course, I've had three. So I understand and I know all too well. And that's why I love my job. I love my mission because I am a mom. I mm-hmm. have been there. So I can say I truly understand. You know, I was blessed to have all three of mine, you know, naturally. They were born full term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a blessing. But, you know, some moms are, you know, they just don't have that blessing.
Right. And sometimes because of things that are beyond our control,
right.
women do have premature births. And so for those moms that will ultimately have premature births, what are we doing via the March of Dimes to help those women and those babies?
We've been working with the Department of Health and Hospitals. We've been working with the Secretary Bruce Greenstein,
mm-hmm.
and he's been working with the Bayou Health.
Okay.
That's enabling not only for a baby to have the treatment that they need from a hospital or doctor, but mom, because usually when you have the baby, you have the Medicaid for another 6 weeks.
Okay.
Well, this is going to extend it for another year after baby is born. It's going to make sure mom has everything that she needs to have mm-hmm. after baby is born. What if mom wants to have, you know, yet another baby? Well, we're going to make sure she's prepped, prompt, and ready to do that with no complications.
Right.
We had a drug that was implemented, and it worked so well, you know, to help the baby stay in gestation. Well, when Medicaid saw that it was working so well, they hiked it up to $500 a dose. Well, we know Medicaid isn't going to pay that. Well, with Bayou Health and Secretary Greenstein partnering with the March of Dimes, now we have to give it to them. This is going to keep these babies alive.
Wow.
You know, so it's a great program. And it's not only because, you know, Medicaid usually only caters to baby.
Right.
Bayou Health is catering to baby and to mom.
Right. And those are some really, really critical issues. And for those women, especially those women that have a predisposition
right.
for premature births.
Right.
And then we don't want to forget that not only is it important to care for the baby's health, but it's important to care for mom.
Of course. And, you know, I go into my businesses, and people aren't realizing that your business is being affected by a premature birth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it affects your bottom line. If a premature baby is born and you have to pay $43,000 compared to a baby that's born natural and you pay $3,600,
mm-hmm.
that's coming from the employer. And we have a program we have called Healthy Babies,
How
Healthy
so?
Business.
How so?
Because of their insurance.
Okay.
Their insurance mm-hmm. is only going to pay, you know, for anything that's not above normal.
Right.
That's what they're going to pay. So anything after that $3,600
right.
is on the employer.
Wow. Amazing stuff. Y'all, we're talking about the March of Dimes, and we're talking about how they're working diligently in not only this community, but globally to make sure that babies are healthy and that moms are healthy. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If your morning is just starting, it's 7:51 a.m., and today is Thursday, September the 13th. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serves Rapides and surrounding areas. Listen, to make sure that you're on point, understand your insurance, and have what you need, Rosa Fields, State Farm agent, is who you should phone first. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about an incredibly important subject, not only to this community, but to all of the communities that join us every single morning. We're talking about the March of Dimes. And I don't think that many of us know that 543,000 babies are born too soon every single year. That is really unacceptable. It's hard to hear, and it's challenging for those moms that will ultimately have premature babies. And here to talk about this really critically important conversation is Tarnisha Brady Williams. She is the division director for the March of Dimes right here in Central Louisiana. And so, Tarnisha, this is really a challenge, not only to get the word out, but to stop premature births.
Yes, it is. I mean, just as any other organization. I mean, I'm an advocate for Coleman, my mom, my best friend. You know, she just fought the good fight.
Wow.
Thank God she won that fight.
Mm-hmm. Breast cancer.
Yes, breast cancer. My dad, colon cancer. So cancer runs in my family.
Mm-hmm.
My own son, I get teary-eyed, but I support these organizations because they're great causes.
Right.
And although I'm for these babies, because babies can't fight for themselves.
That's right.
And I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't want babies to be born to grow and to have cancer or heart defects.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to be given a chance to grow.
Absolutely. And you know what? We feel that compassion. And that's why we wanted to have this conversation this morning, because many of us are oblivious. We go about our day. And even as mothers, when we decide that we're going to start our families, mm-hmm. we automatically think that we'll carry our babies
right.
to term.
Right.
And for many of us, that is just not a reality. And this is why, and I want moms especially to feel the emotion of this, especially moms that have had or given birth to preemies. And many of us really, really understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a premature baby, but
right.
it is wondering if that baby will thrive
right.
and survive.
Survive, correct. I mean, and it's not just premature babies. If you've had a healthy baby, you've
That's
been
right.
touched by the March of Dimes. I mean, we're the only organization that can say we've touched everybody on the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. Your baby wasn't born with polio, and that's because we eradicated polio.
Absolutely.
You know, we are the only charity that can say we conquered our first mission.
Absolutely.
From polio to prematurity.
You know what chaps my hide more than anything? it chaps my hide that we here in Louisiana, and I'm looking at the map, we have an F. We have an F. Means we are failing, and we are birthing too many premature babies.
Right here in Alexandria. Right here in Alexandria, it's way too high. This is a small community.
Right.
And for 300 to 500 babies to be born every week.
Every week.
And 200 to 300 of those babies are put in a NICU.
Wow.
That we have more NICUs in Louisiana.
And tell people what NICUs are for those people who have never experienced preemies.
The neonatal intensive care unit.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more
babies in intensive care.
And these are especially, you know, for babies. And my next statement is going to blow you away, but we have more neonatal intensive care units than we have prisons in Louisiana.
Wow. Now that's saying a lot.
That's saying a whole lot.
Y'all, this is why we wanted to have these conversations, because this is about passion. This is about community. And this is an organization and a charitable organization that takes care of all babies.
All babies. All babies. I mean, even if they're healthy, then we have a healthy baby shower, you know, where we come together with Kmart and the Targets, and they donate these Pampers. And we have these. I had 20 pregnant moms, big and blissful moms.
Big and blissful.
Yeah, they were big and blissful moms. But I was excited to see that they were having a healthy pregnancy, and it just overwhelmed me, you know, that I was able to do this for them. We did it at Rapids, and it was just amazing. And because of that, I've started 14 more.
Wow, amazing. And you know what I just heard in the spirit, Tarnisha? I just heard all of those moms that had premature babies say, you know what? The March of Dimes saved my baby's life, and ultimately they saved my life by being there.
Right, of course. And I agree. I agree. I mean, you go into these NICUs and it just hurts your heart, you know, to see these small babies. I mean, some micro preemies that can fit in the palm of your hand.
Absolutely.
You know?
And so that brings us to the big fundraiser that the March of Dimes is having to help to bring revenue and increase the funds for this organization that you can continue to help those moms and those babies. Right. Let's talk about the upcoming fundraiser.
What we have coming up in November the 5th, on November the 15th, is called the Signature Chefs Auction. That Signature Chefs Auction is going to attract 200 of the area's philanthropists and corporations.
Say that one more time.
The 200 is going to attract over 200 of the area's philanthropists and corporations.
Wow.
We bring...
That's a lot of people.
Oh, yes, ma'am. This is the creme de la creme of March of Dimes, and I'm glad that they let me bring it here. It's the black tie optional. Mm. You know, we have all our area chefs, best chefs that we have. You know, like I've said before, Alexandria is small, but we have some great chefs.
Well, you know, we're great cooks chefs here, and we love great food. And so talk about the event, Tarnisha, and what people can expect and how they can get involved.
Well, you can expect the best of March of Dimes. Like I say, this is the premier event. This is the premier black tie event where we come together. We have chef tastings. We have our celebrity chef, Mayor Jacques Roy.
All right.
I'm excited to announce that.
And a lot of people didn't know that Mayor Roy was a really, really good cook.
He is. I had a meeting with Chef Hilton, and he ramped and raved about his cooking on yesterday. And he's a sponsor. Chef Hilton is a sponsor also. But the way to get involved is we're selling the tables. The tables are $750 a table and $1,000 sponsorship.
Okay.
Now, with the sponsorship, you know, you get the perks. You'll have your personal chef, a VIP tickets, and things like that. But just the table, the $750, is just that. You come, you know, for the tasting and things like that. A way to get involved is to get contact with me, 318-290-2496.
Okay.
Is my office number. And 290-2497 is my assistant.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about where the event's going to be held at.
It's going to be held at the Riverfront Center.
Wow.
I'm excited about that, too. I'm really excited about my chair.
Well, let's talk about who your chair, who your chairperson is going to be.
My chair. Yes, my chair is Dr. Lawrence P. Menachi.
All right. All right.
Yes.
And we call him a contributor to the OPT network and somebody that is really on the front lines of being the change that he wants
and
to see.
And it's extra special because he's a cancer doctor and his passion is amazing for the March of Dimes.
Wow, amazing. And so talk about, I can already feel the excitement for this event, but talk about how critical it is for people and businesses to connect with this particular fundraiser.
It is so critical, not only because of our grade that we made, but to ensure right here at home that our babies are safe, they're born healthy,
mm-hmm.
and they're giving the gift of life.
Right. And for a lot of moms that have premature babies, if we don't have the funds and we don't have the technology, then those babies sometimes have to go to other places.
They have to go to other places, sometimes farther from, you know, further from home.
Right.
We have a very great NICU in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it's too many people.
Wow.
It's too many, you know, they mm-hmm. and so they have to go to our next, which is Texas.
Wow.
So, and for that mom, like we had this experience recently, actually, for that mom who can't afford to go back and forth to Texas.
Exactly.
She didn't see her baby till her baby was 3 months old.
Oh.
That's something that no mom, no family should have to go through. I mean, if we can take care of home, then home will take care of us. So if we take care of these babies, we're going to take care of mom, and ultimately we're going to take care of the workplace.
And this is what it's about. It's about community. It's about everybody taking care of their sisters and their brothers. And for any mom not to be able to connect and bond with her baby for 3 months is a travesty. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to be back right after this. We're going to give you that information again, and we're going to tell you how you can connect with the March of Dimes. Stay on point.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady-Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I would like to thank Harlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight to prevent prematurity in babies. Thank you, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're talking about the March of Dimes, and we're talking about how you can get involved as a community and be the change that you want to see and prevent, hopefully, premature births. And for those people and those cases where it just can't be prevented, the object here is really to raise funds, Tarnisha, so that people won't have to go so far out of town and moms won't have to not bond with their babies for months and months at a time.
Right. And not only is it taking care of Alexandria, Pineville area, it's taking care of the March of Dimes, period.
Right.
You know, this is going to enable us to continue our search, continue our studies. I mean, and this is a very, very critical thing. I mean, people don't know how many babies are born too soon or how many babies that we lose,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a daily basis.
Right.
So it's serious.
And it's tough to hear. It's tough to hear. And also we want to remember that there is also a NICU or a neonatal unit in Shreveport as well,
yes.
that many mothers are familiar with, as well as in New Orleans. And as you said earlier, sometimes those facilities are just too full.
They're too full, and sometimes, okay, there's three units to a NICU. There's one, two, and three. We have in Rapides and in Cabrini a level two. The level threes are in the bigger, you know, communities.
And so the level threes are for those babies that need more
extensive care. They have the most wars on their lungs. They have the bleeding on the brain.
Wow.
You know, things like that. It goes way far more than, you know, just the jaundice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people think premature birth, they think, oh, it's just a jaundice. Oh, they'll feed them. No, it's way more than that.
Wow. Much bigger than that. And so tell us again about the fundraiser and tell people how they can get connected.
The fundraiser is the Signature Chef's Auction. It will be held November the 15th, but I have a recruitment party that's going to be.
And what does that mean, a recruitment party?
A volunteer recruitment party where I have some of the area volunteer companies, example, the Junior League. They come out the Sinlaw Hearts, and they volunteer to help put on this event.
Right.
They come in, they help with registration, they help with the setting up of everything. They help with recruiting the chefs and getting their jacket sizes. You know, small
mm-hmm.
things where, you know, I can't be everywhere at one place at one time.
Right.
And so my volunteers, they come in and they say, hey, where do you need us at?
What can we do to help?
What can we do?
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And so what's the most important thing, Tarnisha, before we've got to let you go, that you hope that our listening audience, especially moms and parents, will receive from this message?
I hope and I pray that they understand the importance it is of preconception health, you know, educating their daughters that this is going to happen, sweetheart. This is what's happening right now as I'm speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, understand that it is so important to take care of yourself, to take care of your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're ultimately responsible for the life of this child before it even gets, you know, to the face of the earth. So it's very important to understand that prematurity is really, really bad here, and not just Louisiana, but this South,
right?
You know, region. We're not the only ones that got F. You know, I was three other states, Florida, Mississippi, and us.
Right, the Gulf South,
Gulf
South region, and that's the region that we're speaking to. And we want to remind mothers, especially young mothers, about prenatal care and the importance of prenatal care. One more time, is there a website where people can connect?
Yes, it's www.marchofdimes.com.
Absolutely. Tarnisha, this is an incredible, incredible journey. And we just want to thank you for being the change that you want to see in this community, because we know personally that you are working very, very diligently and very hard to make a difference and to let those voices be heard. Tarnisha Brady Williams is the division director for the March of Dimes right here in Central Louisiana. The event is Signature Chef's Auction, and it's going to be happening
November the 15th. Yes.
And you can go to the website or you can phone Tarnisha and you can get more information so that you can be the change that you want to see in your community. Thank you, Tarnisha, for spending the busiest part and the best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Y'all stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. This is Jane Wright Velez, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and I would like to say thank you to Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to provide hope to hungry people here in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your support.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary. For more information, you can phone 318-767-2220 and, of course, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're switching gears yet again. You know why? Because it's all about the community, and it's making our community aware about what's happening, things that we have no idea about. Well, let me tell you what we're switching gears to now. It's another critical issue that most people have heard about but really are not familiar about, and it's sickle cell anemia. And let me tell you, for what those people who don't know what it is, sickle cell disease is an inherited blood disorder that affects red blood cells. The red blood cells become sickle shaped or crescent shaped, and they have difficulty passing through the blood vessels. It's the most common in West and Central Africa, but approximately 70 to 100,000 individuals right here in the United States have sickle cell disease. And get this, another 3 million have sickle cell traits. And that's what we're talking about. We want to welcome to the show for the very, very first time, Ms. Thelma Baker, who is the chairperson for the sickle cell fundraiser, and Ms. Pat Bulkhalton, who is on the committee for the sickle cell fundraiser. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
These two topics, really, the March of Dimes and sickle cell, really are intertwined so very closely. And Pat, I ask you, I said, why did you become involved in this committee? Because for anybody who knows Pat Bulkhalton, they know that she is a servant to this community, and she serves in so many different capacities. But I ask you, I said, why sickle cell? And you said what?
Because I have a grandbaby, excuse me, that has sickle cell. She's 4 years old.
Wow.
And I never knew very much about sickle cell until it affected me, or it affected my family. And that's how it is with anything. You know, we hear about it, and we say, oh, that's so bad, that's so terrible, you know, I feel for the family, until it affects you personally.
Absolutely.
And so...
But more than that, your grandbaby was a twin.
Yeah, she was a twin, and she was a preemie.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's had a lot of issues in her short-lived life of 4 years. But she's thriving, and, you know, we thank God for that. And I thank God for the Sickle Cell Foundation because of the things that they do to help with information and with talking to the mother and giving her information on how to deal with the child and the things that she needs and the things to look for. And
right.
Talked about the jaundice and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They give them information on, you know, preventive measures or to how to help your child when they have a crisis.
Now, I know you guys don't have a lot of time, but I think this is critical, Pat. And Ms. Thelma, you had a similar situation. Before I go to the next thing, I want you to talk about why you got involved with the Sickle Cell Foundation.
Several years ago, we had a baby in the family to expire.
Wow.
And now, currently, we also have another family member who goes into crisis periodically. And the clinic was close to my house, and I walked down and started volunteering. And that's over 38 years ago.
Amazing.
Still involved.
Amazing.
And I've involved other family members also.
Now, so I want to talk about, because just as we talk about all of these diseases, they don't just affect the mom. When you find out that your baby, and these are your babies because you're the grandparents, but when you find out that your baby's babies are sick, what does that do to the family?
It puts a chill through you. It's like, okay, Lord, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? Because it's something totally new. Every day is something different. Mm. You have to watch for different signs. And our baby is also handicapped, and she can't speak. So when she has a crisis, she screams.
Oh.
You know, she cries, she screams, she draws up. You know, you have to watch for different signs. Got to make sure she's not dehydrated. Her eyes become yellow, jaundice. So those are things that let us know she's going into a crisis.
Wow. And for you, Miss Thelma.
I remember seeing a young man in the hospital when I was sitting with a family member in the hospital. He was in such excruciating pain. And I walked over to see if anything I could do for him. All I could do was take the ice and rub it over his lips because he was very dehydrated and in so much pain. Had no idea what it was at that time.
Wow. You know, these are the stories that families experience on a daily basis. And I bet most of your friends and your coworkers maybe don't even know that you have babies and people in your family that have been affected by sickle cell. And so how do we get this message out in a broader sense and help those families that are just like your families? How do we do that, Pat?
I think it's more on educating. Even when people find out that someone in their family has sickle cell or the sickle cell trait, you know, research, studying, finding out all the information that we can, going online.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've done with some things, just going online to find out. What are the signs? What are the symptoms?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how it affects the child. And another thing is, as far as education, is when people, excuse me, get together, if you have the sickle cell trait,
right?
You know, how's it going to carry over to your baby? If you have the trait, or if you actually have sickle cell, how that's going to affect your child. And so many times, it's like with any, I guess, other kind of blood disorder. If you get with someone, you need that's something that you need to share with that person to know that is a possibility that our child will have this or, you know, that kind of thing.
And that goes back to those 3 million people that have the trait and most don't know that they have the trait. So did you, were you aware, were either of you aware that that trait was in your family?
No, I learned afterwards. When the parents married, they should have tests to see if either one carried the trait.
And why did they do the test?
If the two come together, the likelihood that the child would have the sickle cell.
Yeah.
Wow.
And another way to educate the public is bring them literature to the churches. Some establishments.
Especially our churches.
Especially our churches. And Ms. Thelma, you are one of those great warriors that has been, yeah, absolutely. She's looking like 38 years. That is a warrior woman.
It's 1974.
And so once you found out, you just dove in.
It's rewarding to help somebody else.
Talk about those rewards, Ms. Thelma.
I really can't go into details. I just see people who are, you know, walking around doing good because of the treatments they were able to receive as children. Right now, we try to help the adults out, too, but children are our main focus right now.
Wow. And so right now, you guys are in the midst of not only trying to raise awareness about sickle cell, but to raise money. And I say this all the time because it is critical. None of these organizations can or will thrive unless we put the money into it.
That's right.
I would like to also say this. I have a husband who's really ill at home, and I don't get out very often, but I can use my telephone. And I'm encouraging everybody else, don't say you can't do anything.
Wow.
Or you don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm sitting there with him, I'm on the telephone. I even learned how to text.
No, you didn't.
She's the phone queen.
I love it.
So I'm constantly in contact with someone.
That's right.
And the young, I'm saying young people because I'm kind of seasoned. Come on board with me. I'm just sitting at home thinking. And I call this one, I call that one. And nobody said no. If the general public would just say yes, it doesn't take a lot of time, just a little time. We could even use it in the office sometimes, stuffing envelopes, or typing or whatever on the computer.
Amazing.
Just doing a little something to help us out.
And you know what we talk about all the time? We talk about sowing a seed. And you know, when you sow a seed, that seed will ultimately come up somewhere and you'll reap a harvest. And these issues that we're trying to make our communities aware of are critical. They're critical for both of your grandbabies' lives, and they're critical for the lives of those people, those 3 million people around this world, around the United States, that are don't even know yet. They don't even know yet that they have a trait. And when they come together with somebody else, they could create a child that will have
sickle cell.
So let's talk about, go ahead, Ms. Thelma.
I would like to say that Mrs. Rosia Matoire is our executive director, and she is the one who established the organization. She got it started.
Amazing.
And different ones have helped over the years, and they're now emeritus, which I'm trying to become. But they're still functioning from the outside.
Absolutely. And so you know what you have said today, Ms. Thelma, that will resonate in my heart and in my mind, and I will say it. From now on, everybody can do something.
Absolutely.
I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your circumstances are. Everybody can do something. So I want you guys to talk about, Pat, the fundraiser, and talk about what it is and how people in this community can get involved.
Okay. It is going to be the 16th annual Sickle Cell Fundraiser, which is going to be this coming Friday night, tomorrow, September the 14th, at Alexandria Convention Hall, beginning at 7 o'clock p.m. Our theme is I Will Survive, fighting the good fight for sickle cell.
Mm.
And our dress attire is going to be 70s fashion, so we want to make it a fun event.
That's
going to
be fun.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. And for those that say, well, you know, I'm not into that, we can accept your donations. You know,
exactly.
You know, I can't come, or I don't have $35 for a ticket or something like that. Donations, $5 here, $10 there. all of that helps. All of that comes together and makes a difference. And that's what we're looking for. We'd like for people to buy a corporate table, but if you don't have a group or if you don't have a business, come, you know.
Right.
And if you don't have the $35, just say, I'll give a $10 donation.
Absolutely.
Every little bit helps.
We'll give
just
it
like
up.
In your offering plate.
Absolutely.
You know, when the offering is passed at church. Every little bit helps.
Hey, let me tell you something. You guys have pulled at our heartstrings so much. DC said, okay, I'll give a donation.
Yeah, we'll give a donation right now.
$35 include a meal also, as well as the good music.
Oh, yeah.
Provided by Tony Group.
That's right. You're going to have music. You're going to have food catered by Jackie's.
Oh, good food.
We're going to have a silent auction.
How about if we sponsor three people?
Huh?
That's three people.
That's wonderful. Oh. I know I'd like for you guys to be there, but I know you've already told me that you can't.
And you know why. Tomorrow is a very special day. Tomorrow is Deuce Christmas's big birthday.
That's
He's going to be making that milestone birthday of 13 years old. But 13 years old.
Yes.
But other than that, we would be there.
Right.
And our hearts will be there.
Right.
But you know what? This is what we're learning, Miss Thelma and Pat. We're learning that we may not have a lot to give,
mm-hmm.
but we want to try to be the change that we want to see, not just in word,
exactly,
but in deed.
Exactly.
And we believe, we so believe that abundant giving will manifest abundant living.
Exactly.
Y'all, I'm telling you, I hope that you feel our hearts, not only for Sickle Cell, but for the March of Dimes, because don't wait until it's your baby.
Exactly. That's the thing. So many people think, well, it's somebody else. It's somebody else.
It always happens to somebody else.
But you never know. And that's the same way with every, seems like, nonprofit organization or with the military or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Until it affects you, until it hits home, it's not important. But as soon as
it
hits home, it becomes huge.
That's
it becomes large. And so just to bless somebody else.
That's a
small token. Like you said, sowing a seed. Because
it
will come back. Maybe you don't need this for your baby.
But
you have another need in your family. And that's just like when we give our tithes.
Pat, I'm a run. I'm a run in here. That's right.
We reap what we sow.
That's it.
And it may not be always money. And that's what so many people think. Well, if I give money here, then I need money down the line. No, God prevented you from having that car accident. He saw that on the road. He saw that you needed this, or he saw that you needed that. He intervened on your behalf. And that's what we're doing now. We're intervening on behalf of those sometimes who can't help themselves.
And you know what? I love that man, because he went right downstairs and he got that checkbook. And let me tell you something. I'm not bragging on us. I'm bragging on God. And I'm bragging on those biblical principles that we have learned over the years. And you know what? No matter how our business is doing, and y'all, this is a word. I want you to stop what you're doing, and I want you to listen. No matter how your businesses are doing, no matter where your finances are, if you keep holding on, thinking that if I write a check, I won't have enough. See, that's not how God works. And that's why I love David Christmas, because he ran to the car and he's getting the checkbook and he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's a giver, and I love that. And I am telling you, we have got to start a movement in this community and the communities that we serve of giving. Because it might not be your baby that's premature. It might not be your baby that has sickle cell, but it's coming.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Miss Thelma.
We have another group that's involved. They may not have the money, but they do give us their time.
That's right.
Peabody High School helped us out last year. We have two more schools coming on doing community service this year.
That's right.
They're going to help with the setup.
That's right. And we can't be everywhere to participate in everybody's function. And let me tell y'all something. It blesses us, Pat. It blessed us when you called and invited us. And we're stretched. But I'm going to tell you, what we can do,
mm-hmm.
we will do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to trust God. And we're asking all of you that are listening. It doesn't have to be an extravagant seed or gift.
Right.
But do something.
Right.
Do something. The tickets are $35. The event is happening tomorrow. Pat, I'm going to whip you. You should have been in here earlier.
You know I'm stretched, but you know
I know.
I can.
I know. Miss Thelma, you absolutely rock. I know you guys have to get somewhere else, but this is a critical, critical issue. This is an issue. And let me tell you, all of these issues affect people across the line. But many of these issues
most especially African-American people are disproportionately affected.
Absolutely.
Y'all, we've got to come out of ourselves. We got to stop being scared, and we got to start giving.
That's right. Take that step.
Take that step and give. Now, give the information about how people can connect with you guys.
Okay. They can call the sickle cell office, and that number is 487-8019. Once again, the sickle cell office is 487-8019 or 855-722-7370. And all donations are accepted. They are a tax write-off. They're tax deductible. Call Ms. Matar. She'd be glad to hear from you. And we'll be coming back. And I'll bring her over here, too, at
Absolutely.
Some point in time.
And we need to have an in-depth conversation so that we can give people more information. And you know what we need to do? We need to tell people how to get tested.
Exactly.
So that they'll know. So before you guys have to go, I want you to both think about what's the most important aspect of sickle cell and the thing that has touched your hearts the most about this disease, Pat?
The pain that it causes for those that are afflicted with it.
Mm-hmm.
An aching pain, like I said, just looking at my grandbaby sometimes mm-hmm. and for her to wrench in pain mm-hmm. and she can't tell you what it's all about, but just to know that there's an organization that is there to help with the counseling, mm-hmm. with the talking you through, mm-hmm. with telling you what to expect and how to deal with it.
How would you have dealt if there would not have been a sickle cell organization in your community? How would you have, you and your family, your daughter, how would y'all have survived?
Probably just doing research on our own, just trying to find, making phone calls. But everybody doesn't do that. That's just the thing.
That's right.
Everybody's not going to go and take that extra step to find out and to research. And so for those, it's like they fall through the hole or the crack.
That's right.
If there's no one there to be a voice or an advocate for you.
That's right. And for you, Miss Thelma, I know over the 38 years, I can't even imagine the 38 years of serving. What's the most... What has touched your heart the most?
Just being able to be there to help somebody, sight unseen. I don't have to see anybody to know that I'm going to help them. I just want to help.
Wow. Where does that servant's heart come from?
Our family's like that. It's a hand-me-down.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that I was going to be like that. I used to watch my grandmother just do. And I said, do you believe I'm like my grandmother? But it's easy because somebody's helped me.
I love that.
Somebody has helped me along the way. Yeah. Now, they're still in research, no cures. I read in an old magazine, Jet magazine, 1972. I keep all that stuff. when they first started out with this,
mm-hmm.
there's a medicine that's still on the market, Haperdol,
mm-hmm.
That's all they were using at that time. It calms you. It probably puts you to sleep and you don't feel the pain.
Mm.
But the pain is still there. Now, another thing I like to ask people to do when they're is a call for donation of blood.
Mm.
If you're able to, please yes. go and donate, because these patients have to have blood transfusions sometimes.
Often.
Wow.
And it does help, because that replaces the sickled
mm-hmm.
blood.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, and if you're able to, please go out and donate whenever there's a call.
Absolutely. Y'all, this is not going to be, this is our first conversation, but I guarantee you, it will not be our last. And we want to thank both of you ladies for serving, for servanthood. We honor that. God honors that. And may he continue to bless the work of your hands and give you the grace. And you know what else? I pray for divine, supernatural favor. Favor that the monies will come in, that this community will show up and show out in a huge way, and this fundraiser will be a great success. Thank you guys so much. I know we've kept you over the time that we had allotted, but this is an important conversation.
Very much so. Thank you.
Thank you for spending the very busiest and best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting, oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal, the simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf serves Of Oils Parish. And the number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hixson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, HixsonHasIt.com. That's www.HixsonHasIt.com. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish for great food, great fun, great family fellowships. Of Oils Commission of Tourism in Of Oils Parish. Now, if you're just joining us, what an incredible DC. What an incredible show. You know, our mission every single day is that when you walk away from the radio or you start your day, we hope that you will find something that will help you to be just a little bit more knowledgeable, something that will help you grow in your daily life. But most importantly, we aim to reach your heart, because the heart is really the measure, I believe, or of a man or a woman. Your heart really connects you to all that you are. And so I know that it seems like everybody is raising money and everybody needs something. But we hope that through this journey, you will be able to find something that will just pull at your heart. Can everybody give money? No, we understand that. But what you can give, you should give. And, you know, the time for just sitting down and sitting back and sitting on the bench and allowing others to do, it should end. And everybody should make and purpose in their heart a decision that I'm going to do something for somebody else. Just something. And see, that's what happens when you look at people who are successful. And I talk about it all the time. People who are living their dreams, who have their businesses, who have the things in life that they have believed God for and are living the abundant life. And you look at those people And then you look at yourself and you say, I know I'm praying more than them. I know I'm going to church more than them. I know I'm a better Christian than them. But you know what? It ain't about that. It's about those biblical principles that we're going to church and hearing about, but we're just not doing it. See, it's not enough to just talk about those words that are in the book. You gotta do those words that are in the book. And that's why so many of us are living impoverished, because we're raking and scraping, holding on. I ain't gonna be able to pay my light bill if I give a donation. What about me? Me, me, me. What about me and mine? Well, if you will come out of me and mine, and when in doubt, help somebody else out, boy, I can't tell you what the blessing would look like for you. But you know why you've never seen it? Because you won't try. The word says, prove me. Put me to the test. Remind me of what my word says. He says, won't I open up those windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you can't have room enough to contain. Well, you know why we're not seeing it? Because we're not putting anything in. We're not putting anything in at church. We're not putting anything in our community. And we're always talking about what's wrong. Well, the reason that it's wrong is because not enough people are giving. You have something you can give of. Give of your time. Give of your gifts. People that have money can give. And you know what? It's like the widow's mite. It's not even about, do you see, those people that have money. God said she gave more than all. She gave more than all because she had nothing. See, that's the true test of giving. And I tell you, I know people sit there and say, yeah, they sit on there and they write their checks. They write those checks out. They ain't gonna be able to pay their bills. The devil is a liar. Yes, he is. Because you know what? What we can give, we will give. And when God impresses upon our heart to give, I'm going to tell you, when I saw DC run down there, he couldn't even hardly wait for the ladies to start talking. He said, we'll give. And that's what God needs from all of us, the willingness of the man. Not just the words, but the willingness. I don't want to preach this morning, but it's just true. When you look at the people that are affected, when we look at the people that are affected by these diseases, and we look at the communities that are affected, we got to do better. We got to make some changes. We got to make some changes. How about starting today? How about giving the Sickle Cell Foundation a call? How about calling the March of Dimes? How about making some changes? Hey, everybody, it's Thursday. It's all downhill, and guess where you are this morning? You're on point.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
So
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, if you're just joining, this is the official OPT Network On Point Talk. And the segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. The number to phone is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. I tell you what, you know, we were talking during the break and, you know, women like Pat Buckhalter and Miss Thelma, you know, those women really inspire us to live better and to just go a little bit higher, you know, just to do a little bit more. Miss Thelma Baker, Miss Thelma Baker is the chairperson of the Sickle Cell Foundation, and Pat is on the committee. And I know there are so many great things going on in our community, so many things that many of us do not know about. And I am going to make a plea to all of those community leaders right now yet again. If you phone us at 318-445-5658, or you send correspondence to our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. I can almost promise you that we will do our very best to make sure that what your organization is doing is heard. We are probably some of the easiest people in the Gulf South to work with because we have a heart for people and for the communities that we serve. And for you to sit at home and have something that you need for the masses to know about and not phone us or phone somebody to try to get that heard is really just a travesty. There are so many things that are happening in our very own communities, not only in our communities, in our churches, to our neighbors. I'm talking sick cell, I'm talking premature babies. You can think of right now any number of people that had a premature baby this year. You can think of any number of people that you know or that you know that knows somebody that has breast cancer. The only way that you will be able to get help, and I will use a newism here, DC, is that the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Unless you open up your mouth or you open up your computer and send us an email at www.onpointcxmas.com, or you send correspondence to our offices or you phone us, we can't know. We are many, many things, but clairvoyant is not one of them. What do you mean? I mean, we can't read your mind. A lady said to me yesterday, she said, you guys should just be able to feel the smiles that you get from the radio. Well, oftentimes we don't feel the smiles because it is radio and we can't see you. And so because we can't see you, we have to connect. And that's what the OPT network, i.e. network, is about. It's about connecting people. It's about connecting ideas. It's about connecting information. It's about connecting knowledge. It's about connecting other parts of the country into this one hub, the OPT network. It's not about us. It's about all of us coming together to learn more, to be more informed about our health, about our life, about our families, to give us fresh ideas, to spark something in us that will make you say and me say, you know what? Maybe I can do that. What's the difference between you and them? The difference is they decided to be available and to do the work and to get busy. So that's what the network is about. And that's why we want to connect people from everywhere, locally, nationally, and internationally. Y'all, that's what it's about. And I can't feel you unless you tell us. So for every person that says, you blessed us, or I needed that word, thank you. Y'all, we're going to continue this great fight. It's a fight of faith. It's the fight of calling those things that be not as though they were. You guys are incredible. And we want to thank each and every single person in the Gulf South, in Central Louisiana, and from around the country for spending the very best. This is the best part. It's the best part of the morning. Thank you for spending it with us. We love you so much. Oh my goodness, but God loves us all. Even so infinitely much that we can't quantify it. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. Be a game changer. Just do it. For Deuce Christmas, for Carlette Christmas, for David Christmas. Thank you for being on point. God willing,